You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, you know who I am. I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from very cold Atlanta, Georgia. And if you're listening to this recording, I'm so grateful and excited. And I want you to get your hope up and your expectation up and simply believe that your life will never be the same again after listening to this recording. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you are making a decision to have a great day. And as I say every week, it is a decision. Well, I'm doing well. I'm coming to you from cold Atlanta, Georgia. We had a very cold week here. Snow. We rarely get snow, but still, even in the midst of, the really cold and intense wind, I'm grateful, and it has been a great week. Well, you know, I realized something. I said to myself, my goodness, the month is almost at an end, and I haven't taught this year. I've interviewed, but I haven't taught, and I really feel that God downloaded something through me for you that's really going to help you. It's going to give you some how-tos and will assist you in with your dreams and in 2018. So today I'm going to be teaching on how to keep your hope up or your expectations up in 2018, or how to get your hope up in 2018 towards your dream, or how to keep your dream alive. And so it's going to be really great. So let's see, what do I want to do first? Let me talk about my coaching. I've been coaching for 25 to 30 years. Would love to work with you. I do personal one-on-one coaching, for personal areas in your life, relationship coaching, if you're ready to go that route, business coaching. Most of you know I do have a BS degree in business, finding your purpose, law of attraction coaching, and other specialized coaching. I currently coach people on 5 continents, so it doesn't matter where you are, I can get to you. And so why me? I mean, there are probably a million coaches, and this is what sets me apart. I think I'm the how-to woman. 25 years of experience with clients from all over the world, got a clinical background. I understand how to combine the spiritual, the universal laws, and just the practical everyday stuff, the how-tos of how to move from where you are to your manifestation. I'm big on results, big on accountability, big on God being right in the middle of our partnership, because it is a partnership. So if you're ready for change, you're ready to make the investment financially and with the effort. And, I was talking to one of my clients in Australia just this week. She said, wow, Constance, my life has changed, because I have a guarantee that if you work with me for a year and you're willing to do the work, you won't recognize your life. So if that's you, if you're ready to make that change, if you're like, man, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. All of you know I have 2 coaches, and they have helped me just recently through Sabrina's transition. They have been right there with me, because in this life, Nobody does it alone. So if you feel that we are a match, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Also, you can go on my website and get my two books, Secrets of Success and How to Attract Genuine Love. I have MP3 downloads, affirmation downloads, and check it out. And while you are on that site, you can make your donation, because I know this show is changing your life. It is giving you hope. It's giving you faith. It's giving you, sharing with you how to's, and I'm thanking you in advance. Okay, so let's see. We're going to go to these quick commercials and then I'm going to be right back.
Are you planning a motivational or training event for your company or organization? Look no further. Constance Arnold is an experienced, dynamic, and inspirational speaker and trainer. Constance has helped thousands and has a proven track record of 25 years as a keynote and leadership trainer for both private and public sector. Constance provides the latest cutting-edge breakthrough transformational principles that will align with your organization's vision. Participants will receive specific how-tos for both personal and professional empowerment. Contact Constance and partner with her to begin creating your next successful event. Her website is www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com and email is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach, and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on 5 continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit her website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, I am back and I am ready. So I'm going to be taking my time really laying the foundation of how to keep your hope up in 2018, or how to keep alive your dream, or how to get your hope up. You know, people will say, well, you know, don't get your hopes up too high. You don't want to get your hopes up too high. And I say to that, why not? Okay. You know, we all have big intentions for 2018. I know I do. And I just want to remind you up front about just some general stuff about goal setting and setting your intention. I know you know this, but it's just a reminder. So at the beginning of 2018, this is just some things that I think you should do or be aware of. You have to get a clear vision. That's the number one thing. Get a clear vision of what your intentions are. And one way to do that, it's not the only way, is to get a vision board or to do a mind movie, so that every day when you wake up and you look at your vision board, it just reminds you again, aha, this is what is important for me during 2018. These are my dreams and my vision and my goals, etc. Not going to spend a lot of time on that. The second thing is you need to write down your goals. I know I've said it at least 100 times since I've been doing this show. You don't need to be vague. You need to be as specific as possible. For example, if you're saying, oh, we're going on vacation, that's really vague. Where are we going? When are we going? How long are we going to be there? Where would we be staying? What airlines, what country, etc. So can you see how just asking those questions made it really specific? So be as specific as you can. And you know, people who write down their goals are 42% more likely to manifest them, even if they don't take action initially. Oh my God, just look at the importance of just writing down your goals. And if you really want to be serious, I'm going to say write them down every day. You know, I write down my goals every day, especially my top goals, and I'm getting ready to talk about that. I want to talk just a little bit before I get to how to keep your expectations up, how to keep your hope up in 2018. I want to talk about the 80-20 rule. I'm not going to go real deep on it. You can Google it. But some of you have too many goals. And basically, the 80-20 rule says that 20% of your activities will account for 80% of your results. So let me break it down. So let's just say if you have 10 goals, take a piece of paper. If you have 10 goals, and then you're going to ask yourself, if I could accomplish only one of these goals, which one of these goals would have the greatest impact in my life? Which one of these goals is more important to me? Which one of these goals would really impact other goals that are in my top 10? So you choose that goal, and then you pick out a second goal, and you are going to spend all of your time, 80% of your time, working on those two goals. And some people say working on one goal. So we've eliminated those other eight goals, and it doesn't mean that they're not important, but we know, let's just say if your top goals would be more money and health. Boy, we know that if you accomplish those top goals, it would impact the other three, four, five, six, seven, eight. So Google that. And you know, the principle is that rich people and successful people focus while most of their attention every day on that one big goal. And I've said it before, and I'm gonna say it again. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You need to choose one big goal. Last year, my goal was physical health, etc. And wow, I really gave that a lot of my attention. It was a priority. It was important to me. So really take advantage of that 80-20 goal. I'm not gonna spend a lot of more time on that. You know, the next thing is you got to break down your goals, break them down. So instead of, I'm going to read more in 2018, you may say, I'm going to read 12 books this year. Okay, break it down a little further. One book per month. What about daily? 10 pages per day. Can everybody see that? So you're breaking down your goals so they won't be so vague. You're clear about them. You have made it a priority. You're really breaking it down in manageable steps, etc. Let's just say you may say, I want to lose weight this year. That's too vague. Let's just say I want to release 25 pounds, exercise 5 days per week. I'm going to grocery shop on Saturdays, make a weekly plan on Sundays, reach out to my accountability partner once a week. You see how more specific that is? Okay. And then lastly, begin with the end in mind. What do I mean by that? You know, every day when you look at your vision board, you are looking at the end result of what you want. Oprah Winfrey at age 32 said in her mind, she knew that she would be, you know, just one of the most powerful black millionaire women. And Forbes magazine in 2017 said that she is worth $2.9 billion. What did she do? She began with the end in mind. Somebody went into Will Smith's house, you know, the actor, and he had like 100 index cards on the wall. And they said, "Man, what are you doing?" And he said, "Those are the different scenes that will be in the movie, and I can really correlate different scenes with different lines." And then he said, "But the one picture at the end is the one that I really concentrate on." And the man said, "Why?" He said, because that's the end of the movie and that's where I began. So everybody see that? So you're going to begin with the end in mind in 2018. And that's just some tips even before I get started. So here we go. So we're talking about how to keep your dream alive, because we know anytime you set an intention and a goal, it's not going to be smooth sailing. So what is hope? Hope is having a confident expectation of good in your life every day, every week in 2018. And as I said in the beginning, people said, well, you know, don't get your hope up. You know, that's just old belief system. So hope is really a confident expectation that something good is going to happen in your life. Why? Because of the goodness of God and because God loves you. And so I want you to have a high expectation that things are going to happen for you. Now, it's going to take more than hope. It's going to take action and faith, but we're just talking about hope. So that means that you are anticipating, you're looking for, you are expecting good to show up in your life and in your dream for 2018. And I just think it's so important, because hope and expectation, I'm going to use those words interchangeably during this show, you know, they just have amazing results. You know, in my book, Secrets of Success, I have one exercise where I teach people about writing about the garden of possibility or the garden of expectation. And I have them to just sit down and write about what's possible in your life. And, you know, it's an amazing exercise, because it really gets your hope up. It gets you thinking out of that everyday, mundane, mediocre way of thinking. It gets you thinking big. And so, you know, so really it's thinking outside of your regular belief system. I had a client, and she was like, I said, so what are you expecting in 2018? She said, oh, Constance, I don't know. I've been trying to diet and, you know, nothing has worked for me. I've tried Weight Watchers, and she named all of them. And I said, well, your new expectation should be that God has the right pathway for your weight release for you. So she began saying that, she began expecting that, she began believing that. And then she was on YouTube and somebody told her about intermittent fasting, which is, if you don't know what that is, Google it. And it just simply means that you can kind of eat basically what you want to, but it's just doing a certain time. I think you can, you fast for like 16 hours and then 8 hours a day you eat and then you stop. And so guess what happened for her? She has released 60 pounds because her expectation changed. So when you begin to attach expectation and hope to your goals and to your intentions this year, I believe that that factors in the miraculous. Because remember, your life will only go as high as the level of your expectations. OMG, I've got to say that again. Your life, say this with me, my life will only go as high as the level of my expectation. So change your expectation and you're going to change your world. Does everybody see that? And so expectations are really, really great. And for me, God is the source of my hope and my expectations, because I can't just depend solely on myself, because sometimes I get a little flaky. Anybody? Sometimes I'm feeling whatever. But if I'm partnering with the God of the universe, that means that I can lean on and depend on that source of hope. So I'm encouraging you, get your hopes up. Everybody say, I'm getting my hopes up. So what does the quantum physicists say about that? They say, and I'm not an expert in this, but I'm going to break it down. So the quantum field They say it's just an energy that represents the possibility of anything you want. It's just unlimited potential. It's like an infinite ocean of energy that's waiting for you to decide what you want and command what you want to form the things and create the reality that you desire. And they say that that field responds to your expectation, and whatever you expect, it forms that object. That's profound. So whatever your expectations or beliefs are, that's going to determine what the possibilities would be in your life for 2018. Wow. So where do expectations come from? They come from your unconscious beliefs. I talk about beliefs a lot. I'm not going to really just stay here today, but it comes from your unconscious beliefs. And we know whatever you believe will determine and dictate what you expect. So your expectations around your dreams in 2018 will continually command that field of energy to manifest whatever you continually hope for and expect. So when you change your belief, the expectation changes. So your manifestation changes. So really you need to take a look at what your beliefs are around your intention, around that main intention, around that most important goal. What are your beliefs and your expectations? And people really lose hope because they think it's not working, but I'm getting ahead of myself. So that's the quantum world. In the spiritual world, God's already given us all things. It's in another realm, the invisible realm. We can't see it. We can't feel it. And so your energy of faith, once again, faith is what you believe, goes into that invisible realm and it brings it into our reality by our beliefs, by our words, by, you know, what we see, by our expectation. So does everybody see that? So I'm going to give you six things. How many of y'all think I can do it? That you can do to really keep your dream alive, to really remain hopeful and expectant in 2018 for your dreams. Drum roll, please. Da 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 da. Number one. So how can you keep your dream alive with hope or expectation in 2018? I'm going to say you need to wake up every day with a happy, everybody say happy. Okay, I heard you. Happy anticipation that God is going to do something amazing in your life. And that God or spirit has a plan for your life. And guess what? It's good. And so you need to say, I'm going to bring my hope up. I'm going to go up higher in life in 2018. I'm not going to stay where I was financially, emotionally, or physically. Remember my client who said, wow, I just can't lose weight. I've tried everything. But what she did was she began to hope and say, you know something? God has a way for me. So sometimes hope comes through making a decision. I'm going higher. I see all these other folk releasing weight. I know there's a pathway for me. And so that way of thinking, and remember that new belief commanded that quantum field or that spiritual realm to bring into her life, you know, just the right pathway for her. Okay, I'll use me for example. 20 years ago, I decided I'm going up higher in life. I'm not going to be pitiful. I'm not going to be a drama queen. Can y'all believe I used to be a drama queen? I'm not going to be a drama queen. And by that, I was just whiny and pitiful. And I'm just always there for people. And I'm always helping people. And people are not there for me, etc. So number one is just, what is it? You're just waking up every day expecting, having a confident expectation that God's highest good is going to come into your life. Now, I'm not going to expand on these, but just three things you can do. You can believe that your dream is going to come true in 2018. You can ask God to show you the pathway or to give you the processes that you need, the people and the resources that you need. And you need to look and expect that God is answering your prayer and meeting your needs and fulfilling your God-given dream. Now, you may not see it, you may not feel it, but you can't be moved by what you see. I always say God's working the night shift. And so does everybody see, so you're going to believe this is my number one dream. This is my number one intention. You're going to believe that your dreams are going to come true. You're going to ask God for processes, strategies, steps, people, methods, whatever that is. And then you're going to look and expect that God is answering your prayer. So when you believe something, you act on it. And so with that, you're going to take small baby steps toward your dream every day, no matter how you feel. Never assume that where you've been or where you are right now is as good as it gets, because it's not. That's number what? Uno. Okay. Number two, identify and eliminate every can't in your dream for 2018. Oh my God. We've got to get can't out of our thinking and out of our vocabulary. I'm going to go back to my client who kept saying, I just can't find the right diet. I can't find the right, nothing works for me. I can't do it. I can't go to the gym. So the more she said that, the more that kept her stuck. So you know, hope is a powerful thing, but it doesn't thrive well in an atmosphere of can't. So since you are partnering with God and with other people that God has sent into your life, you're not by yourself. And I love the verse that says, I have the strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. Everybody say that. I have the strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. So whether or not you're starting your business, you're launching your website, you are going back to school, you're starting a new job, you know, whatever it is, that can be one of the scriptures or one of the mantras that you say. All right. So you really got to watch the words around what your dream is. Okay, I'll use myself as an example. All of you know that Sabrina, my assistant of 8 years, made her transition. And so I'm really watching my words, because my intention this year is to find a virtual assistant who knows WordPress and can do a lot of other stuff for me. And so I'm saying that I believe, so I'm expecting for that person, I've been taking action to show up. So I'm asking God and I'm expecting that everything, every resource and every person that I need for this season in my life, that God will reveal to me the pathway, the how to, as I take action. Can everybody see that? So instead of me saying, I can't find anybody like Sabrina, I can't, you know, what am I going to do? No, that just keeps me where I am. All right. And so you got to have a can-do attitude in order to keep your hope up in 2018. And, you know, y'all better sit down before I say this, because the only place that your dream becomes impossible is in your own thinking. Wow. Let's say that together. Come on, folks. The only place that my dream becomes impossible is in my own thinking. And the word impossible is not in my dictionary. I don't know what kind of dictionary y'all got, but the one that I got is not in my dictionary. And so that's the way you have to think. You know, in Psalms, it says, my hope and expectation are in you. So one thing I want you to do, exercise time, I want you to write down on a piece of paper all of the things that you can and will do and read them out loud. What are the things that you can and will do and read that out loud? That's profound. So everybody say, get your hopes up. So get your hopes up. And maybe you failed in the past. So what? And you've made mistakes. And I heard somebody say that God already has solutions for your mistakes even before you were born. And so the second thing we're going to do is we're going to get rid of can't. And we're going to get in the attitude of I can and I will. And I'm going to take those bold action steps and I can do it. This is so good. I'm going to listen to it myself. Okay, let's see. What's the third thing I want to say? So the third thing is, let's see, I want to talk a little bit about look for the good in everything that will happen in your journey in 2018. You know, sometimes when we make an intention, we're just like, wow. This is going to be exciting. I'm going to do this. This is what's going to happen. But success many times is mundane. It's routine. It's ritualistic. It could be kind of boring. You do the same thing every day. It could be habitual. Sometimes it doesn't seem like things are changing, but you are moving toward that number one goal that you chose. Why? Because we're looking for the good in everything. So like when you just like really bored, you know, just know, wow, God is teaching me how to really be successful or how to utilize the habits of successful people. So whatever denials you may get denied, no, you can't do this. No, you can't have this. No, it's not the time to launch this. You're going to have obstacles. Maybe things are not as fast that you as you had hoped. You're going to have hindrances. But what are we going to do? We're going to look for the lessons, look for the opportunity and grow. So really, it's an attitude of hope. And the great thing is like when you're in hope, negativity and cynicism, they can't coexist. So you're not focusing in on like the unhappy things and the circumstances in your life. You're focusing in on the good. Remember Will Smith and Oprah, they focus in on what? The end result. So we are focusing in on the good. So when you are expecting something good to happen, you're excited. You wake up and say, wow. Something good is going to happen. You know how you tell your children, I'm taking you to Disney World. They're so excited. They can't even sleep. They're like, Mom, Dad, when are we going? They're excited. Why? Because they're looking for the good in everything. So you got to look for the good in your frustration. Look for the good when things are not happening. And just write down the lessons that you've learned. So say with me, something good is going to happen to me and through me. And when you're in hope, it's such a powerful vibration. You see the best and not the worst. So in 2018, whatever unexpected stuff comes up, I want you to decide in advance that you are not going to let it steal your hope. Everybody got that? And so even while you're waiting, because as I said, sometimes things don't happen as fast or we thought things would happen quicker. How many of y'all been there? And Esther Hicks, I just love her teaching. She says that when you are so happy that you are right here, unhappy rather, constant, I'm so happy that I'm right here and I'm just sad. But I want to be over there because once I get over there, then I'm going to feel better. But I'm feeling sad about where I am. So let's just say if you want love in your life and you're like, I'm so lonely, I'm so sad, I'm by myself, Valentine's Day is coming up, and you know, I wish I had love, and I just can't wait to find my soulmate. Well, the quickest way to find your soulmate is to enjoy the wait and be happy where you are, because when you are happy where you are, it creates the vibration to take you there where you want to be. Because if not, you're going to be stuck in the same vibration. So my point is what? I want you to begin to enjoy the wait and look for the good in everything that's happened to you right where you are. And waiting is just a part of life, folks. I mean, how many of you, we have to wait in line for groceries? We're waiting in traffic. We might be waiting to, you ever gone in a store for like customer service about your phone? You're waiting in line. So just enjoy the waiting as you move forward and look for the good in everything. Look for the good in every day. Look for the good and be joyful about every task. And you can really experience the joy of the Lord even in times when you're waiting. And so, you know, I've had to learn that, because I guess about 15 years ago, I was like, oh boy, once I get that, once I do that. And I found out that it was the journey. It was not the demonstration or the manifestation. And so we're going to look for the good. We're going to be happy. We're not going to complain in 2018. We're going to be excited, you know, as we keep moving forward, and we're going to be joyful. So don't wait. Like I said, I got to reiterate this. Don't wait until the manifestation comes. But you're going to be joyful and grateful as you move forward. And I'm going to say, in that process, you're going to really watch your words. What you say is so important around, you know, what you want in your life. So we're going to be happy and grateful. We're looking for the good wherever we are. And speaking of good, this is so good, I'm going to listen to it myself. Okay, so we're talking about, how can we keep our hope up? How can we keep our dreams hopeful? How can we keep hope alive and intentions alive and passionate? You know, that's why I think focusing in on one goal is just so powerful, because, man, when you focus in on one goal, you are passionate, you are giving it priority, you are giving it everything you have. Because this one goal, as I talked about the 80-20 rule, this one goal is so powerful, it's so potent, it's so important to me that it will really transform and rearrange the landscape of everything else in my life. That's how powerful hope is. And I think I said last week that love, joy, gratitude, and hope, those are powerful vibrations, powerful states to live in as you're moving toward your goal. Okay, the next thing, I think this is number four, don't wait for tomorrow to be hopeful. Wow. Or I could say living in the now. So we're going to be happy and hopeful today as you're taking those baby steps this year toward your goal. You may not feel it. You may not see it. And I tell people, you've got to begin to move beyond your emotions and do it anyway, just like a Nike said, just do it. We've all heard this. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift of God, which we call the present. So we are not going to wait to be hopeful tomorrow, but right now, in the middle of whatever you're going through right now, in the middle of you writing down your goals right now, no matter where you are, we're going to bring hope and expectation, because remember, excuse me, it's a powerful force that goes into that spiritual world and brings to you what you desire. Okay, and so hope is not necessarily something you feel, it's something you decide to have. You make a decision and you make a commitment. You know, you're just not going to let your emotion jerk you around. You're going to say, oh no, I'm committed to this. I'm going to reach this goal this year. I won't let anything stop me. Have any of you ever made up your mind? It's something about having a made up mind. Sometimes it takes me a while to make up my mind, but if my mind is made up, I'm not going to eat sweets. You could put my favorite piece of sweet or cake in front of me. I can walk away from it. Why? Because the resolve is there from the inside. I have made up my mind. So hope is not something you want to feel. It's something you decide to do. So you're going to be hopeful right now, in the middle of what's going on in your life. So I'm like Marvin Gaye, what's going on? So what's going on in your life right now? You know, you're going to be hopeful right there, because that hope is the vehicle. It's like the fuel. It's like the ignition that really keeps you moving. So don't wait for tomorrow to be expectant. So what is hope? It's a confident expectation of God's goodness coming into your life on a daily basis. So this is the day. Right now is the time. Moment by moment is the time that you should rejoice, be grateful, and be glad in it. So you're going to make the most of your day no matter what's going on. When you complain, you remain. So you're going to continually hope. You're going to choose to hope every day, all throughout the day. And at the end of the day, that's going to be the time that you're really, really grateful. I think it's important that you write down everything that you have accomplished during the day. What action steps have you taken, and celebrate that. Because remember, we're hoping and expecting as we are taking our action steps every day. We are hoping and expecting as we are making that phone call. We're hoping and expecting as we're going to the gym, as we're making a decision. And there have been times when I've had to make a commitment moment by moment. So we're not only expecting and hopeful with our goals, we are committed. That means no matter what, no excuses. We are leaning in on God. We are asking the Spirit, you know, you're not forgetting that you are co-partnering with the God of the universe. You are not by yourself. You are not a orphan. I got that out. You have a partnership with the God of the universe who knows everything. Okay? This is so good. Like I said, I'm going to listen to it myself. Okay. Keep moving in 2018 in spite of outward appearances. Wow. Okay. You know, sometimes the best thing you can do is to keep moving. You keep moving forward and taking those baby action steps toward your dreams, you know, no matter how you feel. And that's why, as I mentioned at the top of the show, how important it is that you don't be vague, because sometimes if you're vague, it seems overwhelming. It's too big. It's too massive. But if you have it broken down in consistent, small, manageable, measurable baby steps, then you can keep moving. How many of you have ever gone walking and you're like, oh man, I'm not feeling it today. I'm just going to walk 1 mile. And then once you get out there, you say, I'm going to walk to the end of this street. And then once you get to the end of the street, you keep moving. What are you doing? You are putting one foot in front of the other, no matter how you feel. That's really, really important. Because if you quit, cave in, and stop, then nothing will happen for you this year. And aren't you tired of that? And see, we're not waiting on God. God's waiting on us because God has already done all things for us. And so we are really just aligning ourselves and partnering with the God of the universe. Okay, so we are not judging according to appearances. It may not look like anything is changing. I'm going to say that again. Maybe you don't feel it, but you're going to keep moving in spite of what you feel. So if you're starting a business, we already know. It's so interesting when I talk to people, they're like, I'm starting my blog and I'm starting my business. I said, wow, that's really great. I said, you know, it takes time to build a clientele. It takes consistency. It takes great products. It takes great connection. It takes time to build your social media. And so when you're growing your business or building momentum with that one goal, it increases step by step. So you have to employ patience. You need to hire patience. And you what? You're going to keep moving no matter how small it seems. I always say, got to take something small and make it big. And so it's just something very powerful about pressing on. How many of you have seen maybe somebody in the Olympics and they had so many obstacles, they had so many problems? We just love those stories, don't we? But they just kept pressing. They just kept moving forward. They just kept saying, we can do it. You know, these people are our heroes. And so the question is, today, what am I going to do to move toward my dream and or intention? In this moment, what can I do? I think we need to write down at least 3 to 5 things that we're going to do every single day and just, baby, begin to move. Begin to make that step. So you may want to ask yourself, do I need professional help in moving forward? Do I need the support of other people? Who do I need to help me? What do I need? You know, so many people are sitting isolated along with their computers trying to figure it out. And I just want to say, baby, it just does not work that way. So asking for help is really big in 2018. If it's a coach, you know, and I'm just not saying this because I'm a coach, but man, I think having a coach is one of the most powerful things that you can do in order to move yourself from where you are. So God is waiting for you to move. All right. So write down those action steps as to what you want to do. Celebrate your accomplishment and just continue to be in that vibration of hope. Let's see. What else do I want to say? You know, there's a verse in the Bible, number 6. I think I'm on 6. You need to become a prisoner of hope. In Zechariah 9:12, it says prisoner of hope. And if you are a prisoner, that means that you are chained in, you're locked in, you're locked into hope. You can't get out. Your hope is in God, and your thinking is he can do anything. So you need to be so focused on hope and expectation that you're almost kind of like obsessed with it. If you know what I mean, you need to be obsessed with that number one goal, locked in, committed. You know, just you made a decision that this is what I'm going to do. And in Isaiah, it says that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and they will soar like eagles. Aren't you ready to soar? Some of you have been thinking too small, talking too small, but it's time now to really just say, hey, this is my year. I've decided, I'm committed, I'm expecting good to come into my life. I'm hopeful. I won't let anything deter me. I am moving forward. So you need to ask and hope big in 2018. And it's impossible to ask God for too much hope. Because we already know that God is the God of more than enough. And just always consider that God is your unlimited source and supply of hope and anything else that you need for your dreams in this year. So when you're feeling sad or whatever and feeling discouraged, you know, reach out to somebody, reach out to that accountability partner, you know, whatever you need to do, but just keep moving. There have been times, and I guess it's just my personality, when I've just gone to bed just feeling hopeless. I'm like, oh God. And I cried myself to sleep. But then once I cry, it's just something very healing about that for me. And this is just the way I'm made. I got up and I said, I'm ready to rock this thing with God. And so we know that when you change your thinking, we know that when you change your beliefs and bring in hope and expectation every day, things can happen for you. So you need to surround yourself with folk who come into agreement with what you're hoping for and expected in 2018. So who's in your life? Who are you accountable to? Who supports you? Who's your coach or your mentor, etc.? And so these are all questions that you need to ask yourself to really keep you in that hope realm. Don't have a lot of time left. So really, ladies and gentlemen, the choice is yours in 2018. You can choose hope and be expectant, or you can be full of worry. And we know you can't do both of them at the same time, right? It's impossible to be full of hope and faith and expectant and worry. So, baby, you got the power. You have the power to choose moment by moment what you are going to believe, expect, and hope for. So instead of thinking that, oh, wow, things never work out for me. Oh, no, we're not even rolling like that. We are deliberately choosing what we're going to hope for. We are deliberately expecting great and awesome things. Wow. So in summary, and can I even summarize this? Get clear about what you want, what your goals and your intentions are. You know, write them down. Write them down for the next 30 days. Remember that 80-20 rule. That's a powerful rule. Google that and check it out. I'm going to say make sure you have a vision board or a mind movie. Why? Because that helps to really keep the end in mind. That helps you living there as you're moving toward that. Surround yourself with people who support you. Get rid of your can't. Remember, we're going to be expecting good to show up every day. We're going to keep moving beyond our feelings, beyond what we see. We're not going to be moved by what we see. We are expecting that if something is not working out, that God will download the processes, the vehicle, the means. What else do we need? The way, the how-tos that we need in order to really move forward. And so, you know, this is an exciting year. You know, this is a wonderful year. And the purpose of this program was really to get you to align with, you know, your highest good. And sometimes it may look like things are not working, but God has fixed universal laws that will work for anyone who will work them. So I want you to get your hopes up, you know, and don't wait till tomorrow to be hopeful and expectant, but expect for things to change for you quickly. Expect to receive every resource, everything, you know, that you need. And also take the time to really do the exercises that I recommended for you to do. And that will really help you to stay, aligned with what your desires are. So this has been so good, and I'll be the first one to say that. You know, just getting clear. And at the end of this year, I'm going to even say something else that just came to my mind. Really see yourself talking to your family member or a good friend or your spouse or your partner, and hear yourself saying, "Wow, can you believe that I accomplished that goal?" Or you can hear them saying back to you, "Wow, look at your life. 2018 has been a powerful year for you." Because remember, I shared last week, just because there has been a movement in the calendar, that doesn't bring about change. What brings about change is your way of thinking. What brings about change would be your faith, you know, your expectation, you know, all of the above to really shift and change your life. So I'm excited for you. I want you to email me and let me know how things are going for you. Let me know, you know, what's working for you. Let me know how the Think, Believe, and Manifest show is changing your life. And remember, if you would like to be coached live on the air, I would love to coach you. It would be an honor for me to coach you. Maybe you would like to talk to me about your number one intention. Maybe you would just like to talk about an area where you might feel stuck. You might want some assistance in utilizing universal principles in your life. I don't know what it is, but I would love to work with you. And I think that is it. I want you to listen to this again and again. Get out your pad, get out your ink pen, your notebook, and just take notes and ask the Spirit to really open your eyes, your own personal eyes as to, okay, Spirit, show me where I need to change and how I can begin to bring hope and expectation in my life on a daily basis. So everybody, check me out on social media, Coach with Constance on Facebook and on Twitter, LOA Constance, and on Instagram, CL Arnold. Check me out. I post pictures. You'll see just another side of who I am. So grateful for you. And visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, I want you to know that God loves you. The love of God surrounds you. You know I'm crazy about you and I love you. And I just want you to say something good is going to happen to me today. Something good is going to happen through me to others. Make it a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.